T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, K-Frog family, our Intercom family, along with Cadence 13, is launching something really cool, a brand new podcast you definitely have to check out. It's called To War and Back, and I have the host with me, Phil. Can you tell me a little bit more about the podcast?
Yeah, sure. First, thank you for having me out there in Southern California. And one of the characters in this podcast is actually from down the road from you guys in Temecula, California. And he's Marine Corps Major Scott Husing. But before we even get into that, yeah, how do we end up having a podcast called To War and Back? I've literally interviewed over the last couple years at a website called ConnectingVets.com hundreds of warfighters. And I'm talking everything from like crazy badass combat vets to a British paratrooper that actually smuggled booze into Baghdad during the surge and created the Baghdad Country Club, which was like the only bar in existence during our time over there. And I always was compelled to tell these guys stories because I was like, man, podcasts have true crime and they have all these drama podcasts, but there's not true war. And some of the greatest stories I've ever been told are from these guys. So I picked three of my favorites in the last couple years and we put them together to tell the story about what it's like to go to war, but then really what it's like when you come back home.
Well, I had the privilege of listening to some of the stuff before it got released. And yes, this is so interesting. So I want to ask you a little bit more about some of the people who are featured in your podcast, like Marine Corps Sergeant Kirstie Ennis. Can you tell me more about her story?
Oh my God. She is such an incredible woman. Hashtag badasser. lost her leg in a helicopter crash and then went on to do things like become a top-ranked pro snowboarder, to walk 1,000 miles across England and Ireland or whatever with Prince Harry.
Wow.
Just recently, in fact, we were wrapping up the podcast and wanted to squeeze in one more interview, but we couldn't because she was climbing Mount Everest
do
with one leg. But I have some clips from the podcast itself, and I think this really kind of captures who they are. Just check this one out. This is Kirstie describing one of the worst days of her life.
You know when you're on a roller coaster and you have this pitting feeling like your stomach drops? That's the feeling that you have. And in the moment, right before the helicopter crash, people ask me all the time, like, oh, what'd you do? Did you pray? What was going through your brain? But it was weird. I almost went right back into, I'm a door gunner, Marine mode. And I counted down just as if I normally would if the helicopter were landing safely. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And then we hit the ground.
Mm. I mean, what she goes on to say is just absolutely eerie. And then the way she's able to pull herself up and come back from that and accomplish all these incredible things. It doesn't matter if you're a veteran or you're a military person listening or you're just having your own trauma in your own life. Every single one of these characters gives you that kind of inspiration to overcome the trauma and the drama of life.
Oh my gosh, just hearing her talk gives me chills.
Yeah.
Badass is definitely the word to describe her. All right, let's talk about someone else who's featured in the podcast. What about U.S. Army vet Sergeant Boone Cutler?
Boone Cutler, what an amazing guy. He was a psychological operations specialist fighting in a city called Sadr City, Iraq, during the surge era, which is when we threw a whole bunch of troops there to kind of get rid of the insurgency once and for all. He was in what was known as one of the deadliest cities in Iraq. And as a psychological ops specialist, he had to go onto the street and find out the lay of the land from the locals. So imagine going into the worst part of town and having to talk to the worst criminals on the street and being like, hey guys, what's up? What's really going on here?
Yeah, could not imagine at all.
So while he does that, he's injured several times. He's kicking in doors. He's getting in fights. He's doing firefights on the daily. After a while, that stuff kind of catches up with you, and he had to go to Walter Reed. But that's where his story almost begins, because he goes to Walter Reed and is literally over-drugged. And when I say the combat cocktail is a series of drugs, it's enough drugs that would, kill an elephant, just about.
Wow.
And they pumped these warfighters full of these antipsychotic medications. They pumped him full of anti-anxiety medications, with all different kinds of layers of painkillers. So he gets out of Walter Reed a complete addict. And in fact, how he gets out is even a miracle. But here he is describing just a little bit of his time while he was there being treated for physical injuries and mental injuries.
I used to sleep with a towel next to the bed because I knew invariably while I was asleep I was going to get sick. And later on I realized, oh, I was overdosing. And I'm always very conservative about the number of times I've overdosed, but we're talking dozens.
Mm.
How scary.
Yeah, and that's our own government. That's exactly what they're doing to it. Yet they won't legalize marijuana for treatment, but they'll, hand out a metric ton of these drugs. Now, it may have gotten better now, and I certainly have full faith in the government and how they care for warfighters, but there was a time, and there still is a need for oversight, and Boone's battle to get out of the hospital became a whole mission he has now for medical marijuana and for the use of CBDs. And it's just crazy to hear how his life is saved at the end of this podcast.
Well, I'm really excited to hear about this one because this is one of our local guys, Marine Corps Major Scott Husing. Can you tell me more about his story?
Scott Husing, such a stud. It was an honor to meet him. I first met him when he wrote a book called Echo in Ramadi, where he details exactly what it was like to be in one of the deadliest cities in Iraq during the war. During the time they were there, it was fierce. And you know what? Being a Navy veteran, I kind of understood, but because I'd never been in a combat zone, I really was more like a civilian when I talked to Scott. And I really wanted him to paint the picture for me about what that actually looked like. What is it like to survive a combat zone? And when he gave me a description, he gave me the full description.
I mean, at the time, there were no cars on the road. They weren't allowed to drive. I mean, our ROEs, the rules of engagement, were so permissive, as I wrote about. Literally, if they were driving a car, shoot them. If they have a cell phone in their hand, shoot them. If they have a shovel and they're digging a hole or thinking about digging a hole, shoot them. It was that intense. We knew that if you were doing this thing in this city, you're going to get killed.
I mean, crazy.
Wow.
So he takes you on that ride, and then they all take you on their ride back home. And while Kirstie and Boone recovered in a hospital, Scott had to recover on his own, and he went to writing a book. And his story almost, has a near-death ending at one point as well. And to just hear how they all came back and then became bigger, better, badder, stronger, it again is inspiration for everyone that listens that is dealing with any kind of trauma or any kind of drama in their life. Because they did what they did, and it is a great template for all of us to follow and kind of a mantra to live by.
Gosh, just hearing just clips of their stories, I mean, it's just so eye-opening to somebody like myself who's never been to war to hear these stories, but yet there's such an inspirational twist on everything.
Yeah, I mean, you're totally going to love it. And in fact, Kirstie has one little mantra here that I'll share from one of the episodes for you real quick. And this is, again, getting back to the fact that there's something in this, even if you're not a veteran, there's something in this for everybody to learn from.
So it's the 6 inches between your ears and what's behind your rib cage that dictate what you're capable of.
Right? I mean, who doesn't need to hear that every day?
Most definitely.
Of course, you can support every veteran and you can thank them for their service. But really, what do we want to do? We want to kind of help empower them to continue to keep doing good. And Kirstie Ennis, she has the Kirstie Ennis Foundation, and that supports veteran-owned businesses. She grant funds them. She also raises money around the country for kids' cancer and various other charities. I mean, you look at her itinerary, and she's somewhere every week. And in fact, she's so busy raising money for those that need it through the Kirstie Ennis Foundation. She just recently won the Pat Tillman Award and will be recognized on ESPN's ESPY Awards in July.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so it's in one human being, she has the force of 100 humans. But but her organization is the Kirstie Ennis Foundation. Scott, in your backyard, leads up SaveTheBrave.org, and they take military veterans and combat vets especially out on fishing trips out off the coast of L.A. They do some amazing things there. They basically get the veterans back together to bond with the tribe so that if they're going through a dark space, there's a place they can go and groups they can hang out with, and they can go on these trips and just really feel the love again because, we go home back to our regular lives. We're away from people that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
But in the military, that can be kind of deadly. So Save the Brave is a great foundation. And Boone Cutler works not only by founding the Spartan Pledge, which is a pledge to not kill yourself, an anti-suicide pledge that has gone viral on Facebook, and hundreds of thousands of warfighters have taken it. But there's also a group called LiveToTell.org is the organization. And it's just basically, it's a group, it's founded by a warfighter that sadly took his own life and it's his mom that founded the website. But it's a group that you can get engaged with and, again, encourage those in the warfighter community to stay alive, to continue to thrive, and donating to any of those organizations keeps this mission alive.
So right now the podcast is a 6-part series. Can you tell us, do you know already, is there going to be another series coming?
I was hoping you'd ask. No, I actually don't know. I have been in talks with not only some incredible warfighters and their stories to document, but I've been in talks with Cadence 13 and Entercom, and, I'm really optimistic. These stories are so amazing that I would expect to see something in the future. But for right now, you can just get it all wherever you get podcasts, and you can binge all 6 episodes by downloading the radio.com app.
Well, thank you so much for sharing these hero stories with everyone.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time. And I just want to say that, I thank you for sharing this, because you guys are really doing the right thing and finding the inspiration that these warfighters wanted you to have.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.